It's great to be back home this week, facing a tough Green Bay team. They're a group that's been playing some great football, and they are where we want to be. You know, the four-time defending NFC North champions. So we know that it's a big game, but we just have to continue to approach it with the proper mindset and just go out there and understand that it's going to be a four-quarter game.
Hey, you guys, the offense is a total of the lowest penalized, or at least penalized offense in the NFL. What has allowed you guys to be so disciplined this year?
You know, Coach Zimmer, you know, he's tough, you know, in that area. And we talk about trying to be the best, you know, offensively, you know, in every category. And to be one of the least penalized teams, it just means that we're playing some clean football. You know, the guys are understanding, you know, what we're asking of them.
How is this the use of all the multiple tight end sets, including the three tight end sets? How has that kind of changed the dynamic of your offense, particularly when you hand the ball to Adrian?
You know, we get some matchups where we get tight ends on linebackers, and our tight ends do a great job in the run game. Stefanski's been doing a great job with those guys, and those guys understand that they're a key part of our run offense.
Teddy, what are your thoughts when you look at Aaron Rodgers as far as his composure in the pocket and his ability to kind of know when to slide, when to run, when to stay in there?
It's off the charts. You know, he's the best quarterback in his league, you know, or one of the best quarterbacks in this league. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of him. You know, he's been playing some great football over the years. And you watch, like you say, how he's managing the game. He's keeping plays alive. He knows when to take off and run the ball or when to get out and slide. So, you know, you see those things, and, you know, that's, you know, what every young guy wants to be, you know, what Aaron Rodgers is right now. He's last year's MVP. So he's doing a great job of leading that team.
You've talked kind of about picking and choosing things from quarterbacks that you like. Is his ability to extend plays one of those things that you've tried to kind of grab for yourself?
Definitely. And like you say, being able to keep plays alive, keep his eyes down the field, you know, he's always trying to make the big play. But he's also smart at the same time, knowing that if it's not there, to throw the ball away to live to see another down. So he's playing some high-level football right now. He's been playing high-level football for years now, and I've been glad to watch him.
How do you develop that sense of when to run as opposed to keeping your eyes on the field?
You know, it's just a timer that goes off in your head, and, you know, it's either telling you to throw the ball away or, you know, to take off down the field and try to make a play. And having a sense of urgency, you know, knowing that the rush is coming.
Teddy, how do you stay mentally balanced now that a lot of national outlets are looking at you guys as a threat rather than a team that's up and coming?
You know, we just have to continue to just stay humble. You know, we have a great group of guys here who, you know, seem to believe everything that Coach Zimmer is saying. And, you know, Coach Zimmer talked about division within. You know, that's something that he mentioned in the team meeting yesterday, but on Monday. But we have a group of guys who knows how to handle success. You know, we have a great group of leaders. You talk about Adrian, you know, Chad, Brian Robeson. You know, those guys do a great job of just, you know, spreading coaches' message throughout the locker room and keeping the young guys, you know, level-headed.
Have you heard a lot already this week about recent record against the Packers?
No, actually, I haven't. I'm pretty sure it'll be another stat that comes up. But we know that this is a tough football team that we're getting ready to face.
Teddy, how do you, when you're either checking out of plays or looking downfield, deciding to run, you know, trying to pick up first downs, how do you balance being aggressive and minimizing mistakes? You guys have been a pretty cautious and efficient offense. Do you feel like you have an opportunity to do some more?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot that we can do. And like you said, it's about not having an understanding. You know, for instance, if you're on the, you know, in the red zone fringe 35-yard line, and we know that Blair is capable of hitting 50-plus yard field goal, for me, I know that, you know, try to avoid a sack to make the field goal easier for him. And Coach Zimmer's big on field position, so whether it's avoiding a sack, throwing the ball away so we can punt the ball to pin our opponents down in their own, keep their back against their end zone. You know, just things like that, having an understanding of field position, having an understanding of what Blair is capable of doing, and Jeff.
Sounds like you're a game manager. Is that a bad thing?
You know, Coach Zimmer doesn't like the word game manager. And, he says I'm a playmaker. So, you know, hearing that from him, you know, that just speaks volumes.
But people talk about the lack of deep shots. How much do you pay attention to the game situation, the score, and maybe not needing to take those shots at certain points?
You know, we have a system here, and my job is to play at a high level and, you know, try to protect the football. So, you know, I think we've been doing a good job so far this year of not putting our defense in bad situations. And, you know, the bright side is we're 7-2. We're winning football games, and that's all that matters.
Do you ever kind of get antsy to hit some of those big plays?
I mean, we have it. We have the big play capability in our offense, and, you know, we call those shots, and they're there, you know, throughout the course of the game. But sometimes, you know, it may not come up the way we draw it up. And sometimes you might have to check the ball down, things like that.
It seems like the past 2 weeks you've been able to get defensive linemen to jump offside using a hard count more often. What's kind of attributed to the recent success with that?
You know, we've just played some aggressive teams the past 2 weeks, and we wanted to take advantage of it. You know, try to get some free yardage, some cheap yards, and I think we've been doing a good job with that.
I saw you did that a lot in the preseason, too. Is that a skill you maybe tried to develop more this offseason?
You know, it's just about knowing your opponent. You know, if you have an aggressive unit, you know, you go into that game trying to, you know, get them to jump or, you know, like I said, get those free yards.
Teddy, can you go through that run at the end of the Bears game? What, you know, after you got sacked and then you had the long run, what was it about that play that pulled the trigger that you took off on?
They played a coverage that, you know, just took away all of our options in that passing play. And, you know, it was a coverage where no one was accountable for the quarterback. So I just, you know, we talk about it all the time around here. If we see certain coverages that allow for, you know, no containment on the quarterback to take off, and that was one of those situations.
When did you recognize it? Did you know that before the snap or two that was probably going to be your play? Or?
Yeah, you know, on that play, we have a choice of different guys that we could throw the ball to. But like I said, they took away, you know, the primary option, and I just knew that it was the coverage that we talked about. So by the time I hit my third step, the ball wasn't out of my hand. I just knew that, you know, I had to make a play.
Do you think in those cases teams underestimate your ability to run?
Maybe.
You don't see it a lot?
Yeah, maybe. But I know that I don't want to be running. You know, that's why we have Adrian. You know, he can rush for 200 yards and things like that. But, you know, I know that it's a weapon that I have in my game, and it's something that we try to take advantage of.
What about the pump fakes? I mean, it seems like you've used those two this year. I know that early, I think it was a 3rd and 4, you were able to pump fake the guy and like you were to throw it out into the flat as you were running and then pick up the first down.
Yeah, it was just one of those reactions. You know, you react to what you see. And once sometimes defenders see the ball in the air, their eyes get big, and, you know, just try to make a play.
Good.